And next up is Sarah Nichols. Good morning and welcome.
So good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee. My name is Sarah Nichols, and I am the Sustainable Maine Director for the Natural Resources Council of Maine. And I'm here to testify in strong support of LD 1639. We believe that the time has come for Maine to stand up for its environment and people and stop being the dumping ground for New England's construction and demolition debris waste. The primary reason why the state bought Juniper Ridge Landfill was to have the legal authority to prevent it from being filled with waste sent to Maine from other states. But at least 30% of the waste landfill there each year is construction and demolition debris that originally originated out of state. In 2019, that amounted to just over 235,000 tons, or the equivalent of 16 40-ton tractor trailer trucks dumping waste into JRL every single day of the year with out-of-state waste. The total weight of waste going to Juniper Ridge has increased by 32% since 2012. The 2017 disposal amounts were 40% higher than the maximum amounts anticipated in 2004 when we bought the landfill, and they show no sign of slowing down without legislative action. So Maine does not have the legal mechanism to prevent Maine's commercial solid waste processing facilities from accepting out-of-state waste. And we recognize that these facilities need to dispose of bypass and residue in landfills. However, we believe that commercial solid waste facilities should not be permitted to dispose in state-owned landfills like Juniper Ridge more tons of waste than they take in from true Maine-based sources. A requirement like this would close the loophole and make it impossible to disguise out-of-state waste as in-state waste by tons. We also believe that each of Maine's solid waste processing facilities needs to be fairly held to the same environmental standards. NRCM believes that the state has failed to adequately protect JRL, an asset for the people of Maine, from being filled with out-of-state waste. And this failure has opened the door for businesses that now exploit a loophole in Maine's waste management laws and rules to accept out-of-state waste and accelerate the fill rate at Juniper Ridge. This outcome is negatively impacting the health and welfare of the communities adjacent to Juniper Ridge Landfill, and it is antithetical to the intent of state landfill ownership. We believe it is it's the state's responsibility to right that wrong by voting in favor of LD 1639. And in my written testimony, I've attached the names of 1,604 people who have signed a petition in support of this bill as well. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions for Sarah Nichols? All right, not seeing any. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And next up is Dawn Neptune Adams.